Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is an incontrovertible fact that eugenicists, you believe in exterminating at least 80% of the world population, official United Nations law, biological diversity assessment and policy, 1996, covered in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and, of course, in my 2002 film, America Destroyed by Design. We have the video of the photocopies of the official UN Biological Diversity Assessment. And I would get more into it. You should just go to the official UN website, read it for yourself, or you're not going to believe you. You're not going to believe me if I tell you what else it says. I'll tell you. It goes ahead and says they want a devil worship and that they want to set up Aztec sacrifice centers. You cannot make it up. I know it's insane. It is insane. But go read it. These people are out of their minds. I mean, it sounds crazy to say Ted Turner saying, get rid of the useless eaters, and Prince Philip says he wants to kill us and can't wait to release deadly viruses. But they write books saying this. The Club of Rome. They are moving with their carbon taxes. They're moving with their global government. And they need to collapse everything and have a smokescreen to get that job done. These people are out of their minds. Let's go to Matt in the UK, another Matt. Matt, you're on the air with Dr. Deagle.
How you doing? From parent to a parent, I really do hope this is a hype, Alex. But first of all, my thesis from the UK, excuse me, is, remember the foot and mouth outbreak in the UK? Yeah. That was all majorly hyped up and they slaughtered a lot of cattle.
And it turned out it was the government. The government admits they released foot and mouth.
Yeah, but basically they put a lot of people out of business, the farmers went bust, a lot of suicides. What I think they're going to do is, to hype this up in the UK, is what they'll do is they'll kill all the livestock, the pigs, indefinitely. And that'll create a worldwide economic slump.
Germany, Russia, they're all banning U.S. pork, and Russia's banning all our meats, basically. And it's all absolute hype. The pigs aren't sick. It's not Dr. Deagle?
It doesn't do a thing to the pigs. What happened at Porton Down, the facility? And I actually talked to a scientist there, and he told me that the place is supposed to be a negative pressure facility because they're working with dangerous bioweapons, is that you didn't need to open a window because you couldn't, but it was so drafty, it's not surprising that the foot and mouth disease got out to the local cattle. I guarantee you it was a forced release. And what they really wanted...
Wait. They admit in the BBC, months after we were writing it was, that in 2 days it shows up all over England in cows and sheep.
Right.
And then they said, oh, some environmentalist that works here must have stolen it.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, the government had to spread that.
Exactly. Just like the anthrax strain that got out was during the thing right after 9/11. Was a weaponized strain from Ames, Iowa. Now, here's the thing people need to grasp, and I'm very concerned about this. This latest strain isn't just a swine flu. This is a virus that can leap into horses and cattle. And if it gets into farms of other, quote, meat crops, like, not just chickens, but also, say, into cattle and so on, this could wipe entire herds out. And I believe that what they're trying to do is they want to cut off food supply. The economics of what's going on right now worldwide since the collapse of the world economy and the disappearance of wealth is that we currently have an economy worldwide that can support 5 billion people out of 6.5 billion. So a billion and a half, quote, are excess population, according to the globalists, because they're ready to proceed. And I think this is the beginning of the end. I think they want to have a false peace treaty very soon. I think that this is a dry run, but in days, weeks, or months, maybe perhaps by September, when Henry Kissinger said in Europe that he was expecting America to be disarmed by the fall, by September. I believe that they're planning on having a release enough that they can activate, even if there's not many deaths, martial law and grabbing people's guns.
Okay, Matt in the UK, anything else?
Yeah, I was going to say that on the final point. I reckon what they'll do is, I mentioned about the slaughter of the pigs and everything else, and it'd be a precedent to actually bring in GMO. What do you reckon on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that you're right on. They want to have an answer that GMO is the answer to the famine, and that's weaponized food.
Stay there. We got a break. Come back, more of your phone calls straight ahead. And we'll get a take from Dr. Rebecca Carley later.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we just started simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I had Justin, who's in Mexico City. We've called him there. He contacted our office, but we wanted to double-check that he was in Mexico City. We've had a lot of calls from Mexico City saying the same thing. A lot more dead people than you're hearing. A lot more people sick than you're hearing. We had Dr. Tenpenny on, about who was in Mexico, couldn't get a flight out in Monterey, had to get out by bus. They told him, the police came to the hotel, told everybody to leave. She was bussed out of the country. She's now in San Antonio. Dr. Deagle, do you have any questions before I let this caller go? Do you have any questions dealing specifically with what he witnessed 3 days in a hospital, what Justin witnessed in that?
Well, what does he
Mexico
know?
Mexico City Hospital. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first thing I would ask is... If their idea of quarantine is to stick all the inpatients together, it means maximum cross-contamination. It means that pregnant women and others. So that's a stupid policy. The second thing is to hear doctors, quote, demanding vaccines when the doctors should know better, that it takes 6 months to make a vaccine with egg membrane technology. So it shows me that the health professionals are talking about really are not informed. Secondly, vaccines don't protect anyway. All they do is create a titer, which is an antibody against the virus. You have to actually have a true host defense system in order to protect the body. And that's why being healthy prevents primary infection. So that's number one. Now, the other that I've heard actually from other reports is that they don't have proper masks. And if they don't have a respiratory fit mask, like these biosuits that I've seen, actually, that the Homeland Security are going to wear with Scott Air Packs and filters, you have to have an antiviral mask that's actually going to have a respiratory fit, like a NIOSH N100, or even better, a nanomask. If you don't have those and you're working around these sick people, the very first casualties, and this happened with the SARS or coronavirus, these are a big virus. These are many times bigger. They're the largest virus pretty well that infects humans. The influenza virus is a very small virus relatively, and the droplet masks the doctors wear are useless. So the first thing that's going to happen if there's a true pandemic, doctors, clinics, hospitals, and others, is that we're going to see a major die-off of our health professionals and our first responders and our EMTs and our police and other people that are in direct contact with sick people that may be in panic over what's going on.
Meanwhile, the Homeland Security is walking around like supermen in their respiration suits, taken care of, just like on 9/11.
Right.
They were all out there wearing, FEMA was out there wearing respirators, telling firemen and police, the air is fine, the air is fine. You know,
exactly.
Like
they got
Vader.
A Scott Air Pack on while everybody else has got a particle mask that is for a painter that doesn't even stop the smaller particles. So, exactly. And that's why we have a disaster in the brew here. And both FEMA and all these other agencies want to increase maximum cross-contamination. But I'd like to know, not only in Mexico, but in the UK, what are they talking about vaccinating?
Why are they telling all foreigners get on planes and leave, which right in the middle of an outbreak will vector all that? They're making the borders more open during it.
Right. The first thing I would do immediately is I'd shut down all air travel. And I'd have everybody called multiple times a day, and I'd have them not only cultured, I'd have a culture swab of their throat, not just a Z-Stat flu test, which is a rapid test I had in my clinic in Denver to measure, because that will miss up to 15 to 20% of cases, even in the peak of an infection. So you can't use a temperature. For example, Japan has basically blocked anybody coming into the country that has a temperature, over 104. That's useless. You can shed the virus.
They may be in the incubation. Exactly. They're
right. They could be shedding virus all over the place. It's totally useless. Same way they tried to use thermal scanners in the Toronto airport and other places when they had a major outbreak. It was useless. Useless.
Right, stop. I want to go back to our caller in Mexico City so he can finish up any comments. We can let him go. Do you have any questions of Justin in Mexico City?
Yeah, I'd like to know what kind of news reports are. Is there a blackout? How many people are really sick? What's the ratio of deaths? See, I guess that there's at least two substrains, and there may be emerging other ones. And in the steamship era, we would have new strains emerge every so many months because it took so long to travel. Now that people can fly around the world, we could have new substrains emerge, not just here, but in Europe or elsewhere, where people are taking this new strain. They could emerge from Eastern Europe or China or anywhere now. And once these get embedded into the population, I'd like to know, what's the real death rate? Are they getting any real reports?
Okay, well, let's ask him that question. I mean, you were saying that the doctor said in that hospital you were in alone, and you've been out there for a day, 20 dead people.
Right. As far as I know, they only have a few facilities where they can actually test whether that's the virus or not. So it's very likely that people can die and they don't have...
Where it's not flu season, if it's an influenza A virus, which you can do a test in 10 minutes, it's this recombinant lab virus, unless proven otherwise. I mean, it's like if you hear the hoof beats, it's probably horses and not zebras. So if there's 20 deaths from an acute respiratory illness, you know that this is almost certainly this viral bioweapon that's been released. And if they can even just do a rapid test, which any doctor's office anywhere can do, for influenza A, they can confirm, oh, you've got this virus. They almost certainly, this is the bug. And if they have 20 deaths, how many? What's the case fatality rate? See, I want to know that. And this is the problem. We don't see the genetic clades. They should already have that report out. Which gene groups are they? Are they reporting it to not only the public, but also other scientists? And now we have all these companies.
Yeah, they should be putting out the sequence publicly, or at least the makeup, so that all these independent research firms can go to work looking at it. But they're being a little bit secretive about the makeup of this virus.
You could, in a cellular culture, if you thought vaccines would work, which I know they don't, you could actually make in a cell culture vaccine in 30 days. But the problem is the virus continues like a whirling dervish to keep changing. And so if they say they're going to have a vaccine in 6 months, which they've actually, CDC has stated they will, and Homeland Security, that's useless. That's from, like, trying to shoot a bullet at a target 6 months after the target's already moved and gone into another state. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that'd be like if you wanted to kill Alex Jones, you went to the house I was born in that I haven't lived in 30 years and blew it up.
Yeah, exactly. It's insanity. And for them to say these doctors that supposedly demand vaccines or they're going to give something, first off, there is no antiviral drug that can stop this. And the ones that they would use are so toxic, for example.
Well, Dr. Deagle, medical doctor, I've got a question for you. You've been following this for a long time and really obsessing over the bird flu and saying it was coming or something.
Well, I know it's coming because they told me that was they were building
it. A lab flu, but sure. But
yeah.
Well, they admit they've built it. It's
a lab
CDC
flu.
CDC admits they've done it. But the issue here is, now, we know viruses, as they go through human bodies and animal bodies, they are always changing, mutating, like bacteria or anything else. Well, the genetics of humans, as we procreate, that's what we do here. Now, how does this generally work? Because I see different schools of thought, different virologists, different doctors. Is it more rare for a virus to mutate into something harmless, or is it more common for it to mutate into something bad, or is it the characteristics of this virus being this transgenetic mutagen, this cross species of virus with animal, pig, and bird? And then it didn't come from the East, as all flus do. It originates in Mexico outside the flu season. I mean, you add all this together, it's amazing.
Well, someone you need to probably interview is Dr. Henry L. Nyman. Dr. Nyman probably is head of recombinomics in Pittsburgh, is a top virologist in the recombination. I believe that he is smack on. 99% of the changes in any virus, whether it's flu or any other virus, is recombination, not reassortment, not switching genes like shuffling cards, and not mutation. Mutation is very rare. It occurs when it's radiated or there's incredible amounts of toxic material around, like radioisotopes and toxic halides. What happens with recombination is similar to what happens in human cells when we make a baby. Your genes come together, and there's a thing called synapses where genes are swapped. And this virus, meaning it has from four different sources, human, avian, Asian, and swine, it means it's had synapses with viruses on three different continents. So it's a lab virus. The danger right now is that this lab virus is a bridge. It's a bridge because it attaches to human cells. It's got the binding domain. It may have one or more of the lethal genes, and it's going to acquire new genes, either when it moves to a territory like China or Eastern Europe, where we know that the virus is endemic, H5N1, or North America, where there's millions of birds dying in British Columbia, Washington State, and Oregon, and California, and elsewhere in the U.S., you can pretty well find the high pathogenic avian flu in birds anywhere now, on any continent. Now this bridge virus is going to acquire new. So it's a process where...
So you're saying this is could be the bridge...
This is the bridge.
From the bird flu, which is what Baxter got caught, mislabeling to 18 different countries... weaponized bird flu that wasn't highly airborne to be mixed with a perfect spectrum of standard human acquirable flu viruses mixed in the major vats. Thank God a subsidiary contractor tested it on ferrets, killed them deader than a hammer, and they found out this had happened. Then everything got shut down and quieted. Then we learned there were all these secret tests with people homeless being given it, being killed. And then Baxter, out of hundreds of big companies, is chosen to make the World Health Organization vaccine. I mean, this is really starting to get serious.
It's really evil. And there's actually six companies that are doing the vaccine. I had contact with three. We not only had contact with Pfizer Pharmaceutical, which is another evil company, and I had November 2007 documents sent to me by a whistleblower in New Jersey at a health park there, which is, believe it or not, in a mall, that was playing around with H1N1, which is resurrected by the government, by, USAMRID and CDC, et cetera. And they're also playing around with H5N1 and recombinants, and they're playing in mouse embryos and mouse hybrid embryos, okay? Most human hybrid embryos, where it's your part human, part mouse, okay? They're doing all kinds of ghoulish experiments.
And by the way, listeners, if you're ignorant about this, don't roll your eyes. Just Google animal-human hybrids. In fact, Google it right now, because the general public still doesn't know they got chimpanzee humans, cow humans, spider humans, goat humans. They've got these creatures that might have 20 different animals in them, plants, insects. pull up a human-mouse hybrid. Let's show folks that. And that's how they help make up a mouse pox that has a 90% kill rate in Homo sapiens sapien.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, I want to thank Justin in Mexico City. We'll stay in contact with him day to day as our contact there with what's happening. We'll pray for you, Justin. We appreciate you, and congratulations on your newborn daughter. But not just somebody from Mexico City, but somebody that was in a hospital. We'll take more calls for Dr. Deagle. Doc, time will tell with all of this as it unfolds, but there is no doubt that the globalists have engineered past plagues, that bioweapons have been used by governments to wage siege against populations since 1500 B.C. And I've got the historical text here I want to go over coming up in the next segment. And we know they stand to gain from this. And I've been saying the last few months, there's no way they can get their agenda through politically raping the people, financially raping the people, unless they stage crises and then compose as saviors and make people so worried about their very lives that they will accept the transition to open world government, which is now happening. And that's clearly going on right now. So whether this is real or hyped, they are using it. People aren't talking about Obama being for torture or leaving the troops in Iraq that was coming to a head. They're not talking about the $12.8 trillion that's been stolen by the banks. Mexico isn't on the verge of revolution anymore. Now, this is just a godsend for the New World Order. And then you have all these drills and all these preparations in a crescendo leading up into March and April, and now all this happening. I mean, you put it all together, and just the evidence just stacks and stacks. And then we know they're lying about the real number of deaths and illnesses. You know, saying everything's fine, but then acting scared to death. This is just really wild.
Let me read a letter, actually, that's in a news report from Mexico by a respiratory specialist published literally 2 days ago. Dr. Antonio Chavez, a doctor working in Mexico City, and I'm going to quote,
That's BBC.
I'm a specialist doctor in respiratory diseases and intensive care at the Mexican National Institute of Health. There's a severe emergency over the swine flu here. More and more patients are being admitted to the intensive care unit. Despite the heroic efforts of all the staff, doctors, nurses, specialists, etc., patients continue to inevitably die. The truth is that antiviral treatments and vaccines are not expected to have any effect, even at high doses. It is a great fear among the staff. The infection risk is very high among doctors and health staff. There is a sense of chaos in other hospitals, and we do not know what to do. Staff are starting to leave, and many are opting to retire or apply for holidays. The truth is that mortality is even higher than what has been reported by the authorities, at least in the hospital where I work. It is killing 3 to 4 patients daily and has been going on for more than 3 weeks. This was reported on the 26th.
And it's now confirmed that the Mexican government, AP reports, knew about this March 18th. Go ahead.
Right. It is a shame, and there is great fear here. Increasing younger patients, aged 20 to 30 years, are dying before our helpless eyes, and there is great sadness among health professionals here. This is from Alvaro Ricardez, Oaxaca City, Oaxaca, Mexico, in the capital.
And then he went on to say, you know, they're covering it up because they don't want to cause panic. But I think it's better at this point to go ahead and just tell the truth.
Exactly. And close the border, too, because these cases, the real high pathogenic ones, will come to San Diego.
Here's the issue then. You're saying it's going to come to Texas and it's going to come to California.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
What I'm saying is, what is going to happen? So we're going to find out soon, though, if it's only Mexicans dying. Then we know this is race-specific. What if it starts, killing people? Then we know we're in deep trouble.
Oh, yeah. In this capital of my state, Oaxaca, there is a hospital closed because of a death related to the porcine influenza. In the papers, they recognize only 2 people dead for that cause. My friends working in the hospitals or related fields say that the situation is really bad. They are now talking about 19 people dead in Oaxaca, including a doctor and a nurse. They say that they got shots, but they were told not to talk about the real situation. Our authorities say nothing.
Well, did you hear the Mexico City fellow saying 21 people died in the hospital he was at?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the numbers are far worse. Now, here's the real problem. If we have a high pathogenic flu, we don't know how many of these lethal genes. And if we had the gene clades, if they were published, we'd say, okay, it's acquired the PB2 gene. It's, let's say, got the polybasic amino acid and the H gene so it can grow in the brains. Now, here's how sneaky this virus is. This virus can incubate in your body, and they've already known this. Homeland Security knows it can grow 8 to 10 days, and you can be shedding virus. You don't have a temperature.
That was my next point. Is
don't have anything.
It takes a while to get this long incubation, which is really bad.
Right.
And then people are sick for weeks and weeks and weeks. Speak to that.
Yeah, and it was not only sick, but the people that recovered, by the way, from the 1918 flu, they developed frozen man syndrome, which is caused by damage to the tectum of their midbrain. They developed Parkinson's disease, and they developed a very aggressive form of dementia years or decades later. I took care of them in the 1970s that developed these syndromes after surviving the 1918 swine flu pandemic.
All right, let's blitz through phone calls on the other side in our final segment with Dr. Deagle, MD, and we're going to go directly to your calls. Tom, Chris, Tony, Mark, Amber, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Phone blitz coming up. I'll recap all the top stories. We are pretty much exclusively covering this flu situation because we have to. Meanwhile, the globalists are stealing us all blind, and that's what they plan.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Shattered by the sun, I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
Here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I come back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. You know, it took many years of research to be able to admit to myself just how evil the globalists are and to face what their agenda is. Are we helpless, or will we defend our families and wrest control of the planet away from these madmen?
witch to the court of the crimson.
Let's go ahead and go back to Dr. Deagle on your phone calls. Tom in Texas, you are on the air worldwide as we have continual coverage of the bird swine flu, human flu, designer flu scare. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Hey. Dr. Tenpenny had mentioned the randomness of the spread of this NWO flu. And I've been looking at maps of where these reported cases and suspected cases come up, and it looks like it's following the interstate trucking routes and popping up in, like, you know, fueling depots or areas where you would have to get fuel if you're
traveling. No. We have 30 million illegal aliens in this country, most of them from Mexico, 80%+, and there's millions of them going back and forth in any one week. That's one way to spread it. But you also have tourists all over the world, so that's one way. The issue, though, is it isn't killing people, but it hasn't really gone mega viral yet. It hasn't gone pandemic and it's spread yet. We don't know if it'll be pandemic and its mortality, or its morbidity, whatever the proper term is. And so that's the big issue. If it starts killing people in the West who have better medicine, who are healthier, but we've confirmed in Mexico it's killing the heads of museums. It's killing healthy people. It's killing people in coastal towns. It's killing farmers. Something stinks, and we're going to put this puzzle together in the end. Dr. Deagle, you want to comment on what Tom's saying?
Yeah, it's actually an ancient ceremony by these Satanist globalists. It's called the Ceremony of the Phoenix. It goes back to ancient Sumer, Egypt, etc. And what they're doing is they're using a bird, just like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds movie, his thriller. And they're using it as a vector to bring these genetics. And now they have a bridge virus they've released. And I don't believe that we're seeing the worst of it yet, by any means. I think that this may even, as Napolitano says, believe it or not, she's saying the truth this time. If it blows over in 2 weeks or 6 weeks, look out. And the reason is they're not doing anything to stop it. Now they're telling us they're going to make a vaccine, which is useless to an organism that's going to change, even if a vaccine would work. They're not talking at all about blocking the borders to prevent people that carry the more lethal strains up from Mexico or air travel. They're doing nothing. In fact, everything they're doing is going to make sure there's maximum spread of this cross-contamination. And
but now Dr. Deagle, expanding on that, I mean, this could just be, I mean, we know there's 15,000, CDC says 36,000, but people I've talked to say they exaggerate the number of flu deaths every year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's just say it's 36,000. You got tens of thousands of deaths from flu every year in Mexico. And so a couple hundred people are dead. Let's say they're covering up. Let's say 1,000. Let's say 1,000 are dead. Let's say 5,000 are dead. Hypothetically, still, why all the fear-mongering? That's what makes your heckles go up to see the martial law grid going in. Are they just using this hype to...
Well, there's a couple things.
To cover up the news cycle with all the other issues that they want to cover up, the people rebelling in Mexico.
Absolutely. They're using it as a tool. The first problem is the statistic. They don't actually have, if you were to say there's 36,000 deaths, the first thing they'd have to do is, number one, they'd have to prove that they had that virus in their system. So when they write it on their certificate, they don't have viral proof. That's number one. I was one of the reference clinics in Denver that actually did the viral test.
Yeah, a lot of times they hospice some old lady, say she died of flu. Or
exactly.
If it's a drug interaction or a bad surgery, they don't want to be sued for malpractice, so they say flu.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that happens is, and I know when I put somebody in the hospital, those who, quote, got the flu ended up on a respirator or needed all kinds of intensive care. They always had mycoplasma, okay? And by the way, mycoplasma is one of the components in the chemtrails. I call them biotrails is a better term. So they always had mycoplasma. If they had flu, which we could pick up on their blood tests, they always had mycoplasma if they ended up on a respirator or other problems. So the statistic, number one, is exaggerated in terms of the number of deaths because there's many different organisms. There's hundreds of pathogens that can cause respiratory
death. Yeah, this
death.
Could also just be a cover for something that they've released separately.
Right.
I mean, you never know with their disinformation. Let's anything else, Tom?
Just wanted to point it out that, you know, I saw the pattern, you know, how it's, you know, where all the cases are reported, it looks like it's along the interstate.
Yeah, it's up the Napa Superhighway, I-35, the Canamex. You're absolutely right. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Chris in Wisconsin. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I don't know if this is fear-mongering or not, but I'll tell you, there was a chilling article I read back in February, and it's a local Wisconsin company building 195 refrigerated morgue trucks for Navistar. That's a lot of bodies.
No, listen, it's not a rumor. Glenn Beck comes out and says it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I have the mass grave folder here, and it's Rocky Mountain News. It's internal documents, Division of Cemetery, State of New York. You can call the phone numbers. It's up on Infowars.com, and the article, Plans for Mass Graves Confirmed, Government Surveying Cemetery Readiness for Flu Outbreak. And I've been tracking this for years. It's all suddenly the last 2 years just exploded, and they're telling feds, hey, get ready, it's going to happen. They're telling local police, get ready. I mean, how did they know? How did the 1996, how did the Air Force do a study saying there'd be a massive flu outbreak in 2009 that would kill 30 million people? I mean, folks, this is all I do is research this, and I'm telling you, there's a curveball in here. Something is going on. There's more than meets the eye to this, and we've got to remember the globalists are ready to do anything. Dr. Deagle, on the issue of mass graves.
Yeah, in June of 2003, the U.S. government and Department of Homeland Security received 6 million body bags, and these were not to be shipped to Iraq or Afghanistan. That was just the first shipment. They've been receiving shipments literally every couple of months in that order of magnitude, including these coffins that can put more than one body in. I have the documents and reports that they actually were planning on figuring where they could put the bodies, like in old coal or tin mines, below the water line so it wouldn't affect the ground table, so they could literally drop the bodies in because they don't have the facilities to burn them all. So they want to stick them in body bags and put them below the water table.
By the way, I have the Rocky Mountain News here. This is all admitted. Under what the CDC's announced, this Homeland Security emergency, that's all in the executive orders. This is not our opinion, but Glenn Beck will get up and say it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it ridiculous? And the fact is that we're not, by the way, this is a new term I'd like to use, Alex, and I'm sure that you'll like it. We're no longer conspiracy theorists. We're agenda analysts. We're now agenda analysts. We're just, as I tell people, don't believe, just read. And then your movies, by the way, are the best. The Endgame and, Global Enslavement. These movies explain and just show you the cold, hard facts. Whether people want to believe, they can go back to the documents themselves and say, my gosh, we're not exaggerating.
There's a bibliography for the Obama deception at theobamadeception.net. Everything in there is documented. There's a bibliography for Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You know, this is not our opinion, and when people try to debunk my films, they do straw men. They say, oh, his film shows Bush's people and shows Kashkari, and Alex is saying that guy works for Obama. No, we don't. We show that both groups work together and that it's bipartisan, and they try to spin that. I mean, they can't debunk anything.
Yeah.
Are they happy? I remember, this one guy would call and he works at a car dealership from West Virginia 2-3 years ago and tell me I was a liar, the economy wasn't going to implode, the bankers weren't going to make a bank of the world, GM wasn't going to be in trouble, and now look at what's happening. I mean, you know, what does it take, folks, for you to realize we know what we're talking about? Anything else that you need to add there, Chris, in Wisconsin?
No, just that they ordered these trucks in December and they got to have them delivered by next month.
All right, yeah, it's all coming. Well, they got this huge FEMA drill for a nationwide takeover coming up in a week,
that takeover drill is on May 1 and 2. May 1 is Beltane, which is a satanic holy day.
You can't make it up. These people are crazy. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Arkansas. Tony just hung up as I said that. Mark in Indiana, go ahead, Mark.
Alex.
Yes.
How you doing? I don't know if you remember me. I called back in October. With an Obama confrontation, and then I got on live TV confronting Charlie Gibson. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, what I did this past Saturday is, you know, the OAF, that's the Organizing for America, right? It's based out of the White House. It's this,
the private thug group with billions of dollars publicly to go out and enforce things for them.
Right. Well, I went there this Saturday to one of those meetings posing as wanting to be a community organizer, right? But what I did was, you know, I raised my hand. There's probably about 75 to 80 people there. So what I did is I raised my hand. I said, I prepared a half-page speech on community organization. Would you mind if I read this? So I went up there, and I got in front of all these people, right? And the first half of the speech is just, after 8 years of war and economic hardship, you know, blah, blah, blah. As community organizers, we need to make sure that our country goes in the right direction, you know. And then, and right then was when I just said, you know, Obama has proposed a million-person national security force, talked about, you know, Rahm Emanuel and the 1825 Universal Service, and just these people's faces were just like jaw-dropped. They had never heard of the proposal.
And because you opened it up by attacking Bush, you ended the left-right membrane of control, and they were absolutely defenseless to the truth.
Right. That's exactly what I presented it as. Just imagine if Bush proposed this. You know, people would burn the city to the ground.
And if you approach it like that, you can break their programming. That's what the Obama deception does. What did you do from that point on?
Well, I read my speech, and then after that, I elaborated. You know, I said, Obama's calling for a world order. Bush, baby Bush, you know, Papa Bush, Bill Clinton, all of them were calling for a new world order. You know, Tony Blair, you know, I was naming all these people that have been calling for the new world order. And seriously, you know, these people's faces, I could tell that, you know, they could tell I was speaking from the heart. They could tell that this was factual. And I really hope that they went and researched this.
You're very, very confident, and you're focused, and you've got the, you know, the forces with you, as they say. You got the spirit, and that's what it takes to get the job done. I'm surprised they didn't have a troll there. That one of the minion organizers, did they try to shut you down at that point?
They cut my mic, but I pretty much got through my whole speech. But as I was elaborating, they cut my mic. But I kept talking. I said, please Google Obama's draft. Google the Obama deception. It details how he is a front man for finance capital, a salesman there to sell an agenda that Bush or McCain could never sell to the public. You know, he's groomed and catapulted, groomed by the financial and intellectual elite, and placed there to sell the agenda.
And listen, their whole agenda was failing. If they don't start a war, if they don't stage a bio attack, that's how they get us to, even though we're in hardship, rally around the government, quote, come together under them. They need crises, and that is certainly, whether it's hyped or real, that's what this lab-made designer flu is all about. I salute you. Good job. Dr. Deagle, again, I go back to that point. I didn't say a year ago they were going to release bird flu. I've been saying it the last 2 months. I said some type of flu. I see them preparing. I see that being set up. I see all these drills. The same pattern I saw before 9/11. I said, get ready, brace for it. I believe they're about to play the bio card. And, it's not that I'm even that smart. It's that I constantly study this.
You're obsessed. That's why you know it. You read. You actually apply your... You know, the reason is I like Alan Sting's article a month and a half ago. He said, people that win because they're 100% committed or 110%. You win a war not because you have better weapons, because you have more committed people. It's like Gideon's army. He didn't want the one that would lap up the water like a dog. They had their eyes above the water, and they're bringing the water to their mouth because they weren't even putting their head down to look into the water to get more water in their mouth. If you aren't 100% committed, realize what's on the table, people. It's not just your death. It's not just the death of your kids. It's the death of mankind completely. This is the end game, as your movie says. We're now in the final run-up to a new world order that's literally planning on demising and killing 90% plus of the world population.
That's right. Their official numbers are 80, but when you look at the new scientists graduating, they actually openly ridicule the old 80%ers and say, no, we've got to kill everyone.
Yeah.
We've got to kill ourselves. I mean, it's totally nihilistic. They're out of their minds, and then you see their white papers and their graduate papers from years ago. You Google their name, and it's them at bioweapons labs in white coats.
All the medical schools, all the universities, they're all teaching the same garbage. It's not just Dr. Pianca. It's everywhere.
Let me ask you, when you went to medical school, were they teaching this? Because my dad at UT,
they were teaching him,
we got to kill everybody.
Oh, yeah. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace, and I got real angry back in the 70s because I was doing oceanography and bacteriology before I went into medicine. And I got real mad when they started playing these games with seal pups and doing other garbage. And it was all, and they hijacked it and completely took it over. The Rothschilds and the globalists took over the environmental movement. It's now run by idiots like Mr. I call him Igor. Al Gore is a liar. This guy with his carbon dioxide in the new world currency, I call it the carbon debt units. It's an anti-life currency, where the world currency that's coming, that they've actually agreed upon, is a anti-life currency based on debt against carbon. That means us, carbon dioxide. It is literally opening the bottomless pit.
Yeah, we are carbon-based life forms.
Yeah, this evil is so palpable. And then I have people who want to argue. I said, look, people may not like my personality, your personality. We're just committed. We're like a wild... we're like the army there of William Wallace, and I've got relatives that are William, you know, the blood of William Wallace flows in my veins, let's put it that way. And I'm not gonna back off. I know we have to realize just what's on the table here. This is the final deal. And whether it's this wave or this fall or next year, they're coming. They're coming.
Absolutely.
Now.
And coming. This bioweapon attack is the tip of the spear for the New World Order, and so is Obama, their closer. NutraMedicalReport.com, NutraMedical.com. Dr. Deagle, we'll talk to you again later in the week. Thank you so much. More of your calls straight ahead, and then we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley on with us as well. Thank you, Dr. Deagle, for all your insightful information. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
definitely found these guys to be pretty accurate. It's their World Service out of Iran. But Google this for me in there. I want to get it from another source. Who to raise swine flu alert to level 5. Now, level 4 is total police state crackdown. If they want to shut down schools, things like that. Level 5 is forced inoculations. We read from level 5 UN World Health Organization documents earlier. Considering a rapidly increasing number of confirmed swine flu cases, and again, they keep calling it swine flu. It's a designer virus, clearly. The World Health Organization, it's a transgenic virus. I mean, they're all transgenic, but it's three different species. WHO officials have decided to raise the pandemic alert level to phase 5. Swine, influenza, swine flu, caused by Taipei influenza, regularly leads to influenza outbreaks among pigs. The virus does not normally infect humans. Confirmed sufferers in the United States and Mexico, however, are believed to have spread the disease to their families and others in contact. Yeah, Google it. Find me something else other than that. Do World Health Organization WHO level 5. I'm going to get that from the UN. The alert level was increased to level 4 on Monday, and the World Health Organization officials now said they will be forced to declare a phase 5 alert soon. And this is supposedly a UN news briefing. Another having a CDC one coming up in a few minutes. We're still awaiting for a final confirmation of the U.S. authorities, but it appears that there's a number of cases in New York which appear to be human-to-human transmission. Well, we've known that for days. World Health Organization spokesman Gregory Hartle told a news briefing. The United Nations agency also raised its alert level to 4 on Monday as the virus was detected in several European countries. Mexican authorities say the new strain has killed 149 people. Are you kidding? It was 150-something yesterday, and that's a whitewash. Some 64 confirmed cases have been reported in the U.S. in 5 states, Texas and California first. Did you find under WHO level 5 anything else? Okay, BBC. Just try WHO level 5. Dumb that search down. Maybe that'll bring it up. But that is from Press TV. We'll look into that. I mean, if I saw that from AP, I'd try to get it from another source. I've never seen Press TV with any flat-out baloney, so we'll try to look into that. We're going to come back, take more calls. Got Dr. Rebecca Carley coming up. Lots of calls there as well. But right now, let's go ahead and jam in. Amber in Canada. Amber, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Ammer, actually, without the B in Ottawa.
Oh, Ammer, sure. The screen's a little bitty. It's over there. Go ahead.
Right on. Thank you. Just 3 points I want to make here. We're having a screening tonight of Kevin Annette's Unrepentant and a screening of your movie Endgame tonight at the Mayfair Theater, 1074 Bank Street in Ottawa at 7 p.m. Just want to let all your Ottawa listeners know about that. Second thing is, I'm just reading the Ottawa Citizen here about the swine flu, the hybrid, whatever they're calling it there.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds with Final Hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.